Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Senator Amy Sinclair about developments in the current legislative session. Senator, I understand you've been working on some peeping legislation, which we've heard a little bit about from Greg Hartzell, and I know that the last time I talked to him, that was on its way out of the House and to the Senate, and I understand you've actually passed that legislation in the Senate?
Absolutely, and I hope your listeners aren't getting tired of this, because we've been talking about it for 2 years. This peeping legislation increases the penalties for people who window peep, that invasion of privacy, and it also changes up the definition so that prosecutors can actually charge with a violation that's greater than trespassing, so that we can actually get that invasion of privacy when someone's window peeping. So that's essentially what the legislation does. For some reason, we struggled for a couple of years trying to get the details of it worked out. It's fallen prey to just the funnel process, to the political whims of 150 legislators. But finally, this past week, we were able to get everybody on board. The House passed an amendment to the Senate bill and sent it back to us. And we conformed with that House language. That invasion of privacy bill, the Peeping Tom bill, if you will, is headed to the governor's desk. And hopefully we'll provide some great protection to women and kids and just make the process that much smoother and give new tools to prosecutors when they're looking at charging people with that invasion of privacy.
Trying to understand just the genesis of that a little bit better.
Sure.
I understand from I know there was kind of a personal angle to this.
Well, truly, the bill originated right here in Marion County with County Attorney Ed Bull. He had a case, a window peeping case, but because there wasn't an actual intent, if you will, the existing language of the law said that you had to be able to prove that they were enjoying the peeping to be able to charge invasion of privacy. Otherwise, all you could charge a person with was trespass. And so it originated there in Marion County, and the county attorney contacted both Greg and myself, and we introduced the bill last year, and it went smoothly through the House and came to the Senate and died in the funnel. And so no one really disagreed with the need for the change. We were just unable to, the bureaucratic process, we were unable to get it to move forward last year, and so we worked starting week one in session this year. Greg and I both worked with Senator Kenny from Johnson County to move that forward in the Senate and send it to the House. So it is a local bill. It started with our county attorney, and it was because he was having difficulty with the prosecution.
It's very good legislation to hear about. I'm hopeful that that'll get signed by the governor.
As am I.
You're actually wrapping up this session. In fact, it might finish on time for the first time in several years.
Absolutely looking that way, Kate. We reached joint budget targets about a week ago. Because we have those joint budget targets, essentially what that means is that all of the budget subcategories have an agreed to amount of money to work within their budgets. And so it's just a matter of taking those dollars and placing them in the appropriate spots within the budget sub. I work specifically on the education appropriations budget sub. We are meeting on Tuesday. That budget sub deals specifically with the Regent universities, community colleges, the libraries, the Department of Education. And so we'll sit down with the number that we have and allocate the dollars into those specific categories and send that into the whole budget process. Once those budgets are put together, we are well on our way to wrapping up the final day of session according to the 100 days allotted to the second year of a General Assembly is April 19, and we are well on our way to being able to wrap up on time. So this is my fourth session, and it will be the first time we actually finish on time.
Senator Sinclair, is there anything you'd like to mention to the people of Marion County that's coming up here or anything on your mind elsewise?
You know, I'm just excited to have completed my fourth session for the folks there in Marion County as well as the rest of District 14. It's truly been an honor to serve.
Thanks again to Senator Sinclair. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a great farm store should be. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.